If I'm drowning in I will take very little solace if I see an Altoid floating by.
Geek Juice Radio.
Centipede was my joint.
What was Biafra's first name in that movie? Was Jello?
All the stoners are giggling at it.
Visit our website at www.geekjuicemedia.com.
Welcome, boys and girls, and other things, to another wonderful episode of Geek Juice Radio. Tonight, we have got myself, Charlie McMullen. We have got Kevin Daly.
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. We've got Dustin Kidd.
That's right, Charlie.
Wow.
And what else are you offering with that intro?
Yeah. As if that weren't enough, we've also got Alex Jowski.
No what? Way. You don't yes, say. I- All and for $19.99 plus taxes and shipping.
We already
right
did the
to my door.
Episode.
And just to sweeten the deal, we don't have Josh Hadley.
That's incredible.
Boom.
You can't be telling the truth.
I am. So today we will be discussing the concept and our favorite and least favorite examples of the spinoff, which is like yes. the rebound girlfriend of the entertainment industry.
This is probably the thing I'm least knowledgeable about, so I'll do my best.
Well, there's more than just TV spinoffs. There's movie spinoffs and video game spinoffs.
Band spinoffs. Skrillex.
Are we really bringing that up again?
Yes. I'd love it if we didn't.
Yes, I think everyone would. Sorry.
I was listening to our episode just a minute ago when we were talking about jumping the shark, and you start going off on poutines, and you sound like Bubba from Forrest Gump talking about shrimp. It was pretty funny.
They got all kinds of poutines at the poutinery. They got chili poutine, hamburger poutine, pizza poutine. They got poutine in your poutine. They got gravy cheese poutine. They got everything.
You wait till I get to Canada. I'm going to get me some poutine.
Oh, Charlie. Behave.
Canadian poutine.
But let's get into the topic that brought on the topic of spinoffs. That could have been phrased better.
But it doesn't have to be.
No. We're talking about Star Wars Detours.
Yeah, that's what triggered the whole talk of spinoffs. I just got through watching the trailer for now. Kevin and I watched it just before the show. And I gotta tell you, it didn't make me as angry as it made Josh, for example. Like, I don't see this as the death of the franchise. I don't think it's for us. I think
it's just a nail in the coffin, if anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not good. And I would be much happier if I never knew of it. But I don't think we're really the audience. I think, like, I would have liked it a lot if I saw this when I was a kid. Like, when I was like 8, 9, or 10.
It's that kind of humor. It's not...
It's basically the Clone Wars for people who like comedy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
It's really not funny.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought a couple bits of it were kind of funny.
There were maybe...
There were a couple of funny parts. I mean, like,
there were a lot more unfunny parts.
Obi-Wan Kenobi doing stand-up.
I just thought they should just have that be the entire trailer... For the show is just that scene, except he's explaining the show.
Yeah, that was a good joke, and you all liked it.
Well, see, the Star Wars franchise died for me with the Clone Wars series. I hated the Clone Wars series and gave up on Star Wars. Really,
see, I actually think the Clone Wars series is way more like the original trilogy than the prequel trilogy was.
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about when they jumped to the 3D animation from the like 10-minute shorts, I felt the 10-minute shorts did more justice. But then once they switched over, it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking when they made that Clone Wars movie, not the Clone Wars, but that thing that came out after Sith.
The compilation of episodes that it was in theaters for a couple weeks. Yeah, I remember that.
That and the series that came from it, that I hated it. And you know, I was done with Star Wars. I'm like, I'll just remember it as I want to. So this Detours, it's like, somebody still sees life in it. Let them have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's mostly it's for kids. It's like, because if I were a kid today, I wouldn't like the Clone Wars series because it's too serious and procedural. You know what I mean? If I were 10 years old now, I'd probably like Detours because even though it wasn't all funny, it would all be funny to a kid. Someone who doesn't have the sophistication of comedy in their minds whenever they watch something.
But I also feel a lot of the jokes are that kind of Seth MacFarlane type, where it's just like, this is clever, but it'll go over kids' heads, like, depending on their age and everything. Like, they can't really make up their mind on what kind of humor they're doing, if they're doing kids' humor or, like, the pop culture reference humor.
Right.
And a lot of that, it, like I said, it goes over kids' heads, or it's just not funny to an older audience.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, if you think about a show like Tiny Toons, that was on the air when I was in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that should have gone over my head, but because I had terrible parents, I watched a lot of movies that I shouldn't have at that age, and I actually got every joke on that show.
I had the same thing with, like, Animaniacs and that kind of stuff, and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but again, one of my favorite movies growing up as a child was RoboCop.
Right, we had awful parents.
As far as Star Wars spinoffs go, this isn't as bad as the Holiday Special.
No, with...
Or the Ewok movies.
Oh, those Ewok movies were atrocious.
Oh, yeah.
See, I had bad parents because they made me watch the Ewok movie.
What would you guys consider a good spinoff? Like any medium, video games, movies, TV.
Frasier was a good spinoff of Cheers. Cheers.
Actually, here's a nerdy fact. Yeah, here's a nerdy fact about that. Kelsey Grammer is still the only actor in history to win 3 Emmys for 3 different TV shows playing the same character. He won an Emmy for Best Supporting Actor playing Frasier Crane on Cheers. He won Best Lead Actor playing Frasier Crane on Frasier. And he won Best Guest Role or Guest Spot playing the same character on a crossover episode of Wings, if some of you remember that.
Yeah. Huh. Another spinoff I really liked was Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
Law & Order Rape Unit?
Yeah.
Yes, the rapey police.
I could name a few video game ones, like the Mario... franchise is full of them. Like, you have Mario Party, Mario Kart, Mario Tennis.
Yeah,
you have Luigi's Mansion, you have the Wario games, which are a spinoff of it. And Mario itself is a spinoff of Donkey Kong when you think about
it. Yeah, you also have Hotel Mario, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mario series has just as many bad spinoffs as good spinoffs.
You have Final Fantasy, which you have Final Fantasy Tactics, Dissidia. Then there's also Tekken with Tekken Tag and the upcoming Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Yeah, there's Street Fighter with
Street Fighter had a whole Alpha.
2010 on the NES. Yeah, Pokemon spinoffs. Yes, that was a joke. There were
Hey
some
you,
Pokemon
Pikachu
spinoffs. Yeah, like Hey You Pikachu.
Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon Snap I loved.
Which my wife loves.
Kirby's Dream Land Special Victims Unit.
Yeah. Resident Evil had a whole bunch.
Back to Street Fighter, though, there was Street Fighter, the movie, the game.
Oh, yeah.
That's a spinoff of a spinoff.
Yes.
So clearly there are examples that go too far.
Yeah.
In terms of trying to cash in on the popularity of one property by just sort of attaching it in name only to something else entirely.
Yeah, but I think with like the Mario franchise, it works. And it has that, it's able to do that.
And then there was Paper Mario.
Hey, I like
Paper Mario. A lot of people like that. I've never played it.
Paper Mario was really good. Those are good games. It was originally supposed to be another spin-off, Mario RPG. It was supposed to be the sequel to Mario RPG, but then they changed it to Paper Mario. And it was still a great game.
That's weird.
And of course, you know, Josh would be here to tell us that Baywatch Nights is one of the best spinoffs.
Well, I gotta tell you, like when Josh brought that to our attention, Baywatch Nights definitely started looking better than I remember it. But when you think about what a piece of crap Baywatch was to begin with, I mean, you're not really in danger of ruining anything sacred. You know, I mean, nobody's like tracing the chronicles of Mitch Buchanan saying, no, this wouldn't happen. Not even Josh.
Just found out that, did you know there was a Brady Bunch spinoff called The Brady Brides?
That sounds...
I would have been happier not knowing that.
Yeah, that sounds horribly Mormon.
No, it was Jan and Marcia starting their own families.
Wow.
Not with each other, I'd hope, though.
Actually, I would rather... Oh, back to incest.
Oh.
We get back there eventually.
Yep, it took us 7 months, but we made it back.
He's got it all. Yes, he does.
And although Frasier is one of the best spinoffs, Cheers also gave us a show called The Tortellis.
Yep, I remember that. Dan Hedaya and Rhea Perlman.
Yeah.
And that massive Amazonian blonde lady from Ghostbusters.
Now, was Xena a spinoff of Hercules, or was it the other way around?
Other way around.
Are you sure? I was pretty sure Hercules came first.
Well,
we have something called Wikipedia, which will get us an answer. You know, we could all...
Okay. Kevin, get on.
I'm already
doing some research.
Because there was a lot of mention of it in Bruce Campbell's first book, his autobiography.
Xena first appeared as a character on Hercules, the Legendary Journey.
Oh, okay.
Xena was a spinoff of Hercules.
Yeah, but Xena was the better show.
Now, here's another TV spinoff that I hate, but this listed as the best, Daria.
Hey, I love Daria.
Everybody liked Daria, except me.
I liked Daria.
I hated Daria.
It doesn't touch how much I like Beavis and Butthead.
It was a spinoff of Beavis and Butthead, but it was never supposed to be what Beavis and Butthead is.
And that's why I didn't like it.
Like, Daria was not going after the same audience.
Mm-hmm.
Daria was going after the girlfriends of the guys that watched Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Hey, I was no girlfriend of the guys who watched Beavis and Butthead. I watched Beavis and Butthead and Daria and enjoyed them both.
Well, I loved Beavis and Butthead, but then I watched Daria expecting Beavis and Butthead, and instead...
I can understand that.
Got this thing that was just a 30-minute menstrual cycle.
Well, I mean, Daria was actually my least favorite character on the show, though. I don't know, because I also liked Daria a lot, but I think it was the supporting characters that made the show for me. Like, my favorite character was Jane's brother. I think Trent was his name.
Yeah, Trent.
Where he said that he practices his guitar 18 hours a day, and someone asked him, does it count as practicing if you're just sleeping with your guitar? And he goes, it does if you don't drop it.
No, King of the Hill always felt like a Beavis and Butthead spinoff.
Because it is.
Would you say that
it essentially is, because Hank is Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the same character, but it's the same character.
I don't know, it's pretty similar character.
Yeah, it's really, really similar.
I mean, the name is different, but it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
It's an identical voice.
And how he acts and everything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see King of the Hill as a Beavis and Butthead spinoff. I don't know, because, I mean, it wasn't the same location, because Beavis and Butthead are from Highland, Texas, whereas Hank Hill is from Arlen, Texas.
I didn't know Beavis and Butthead were from a city.
Yeah.
Is Highland actually mentioned on King of the Hill a few times?
Maybe.
I don't know, it just sounds familiar to me.
Of course, one of the most successful spinoffs was The Simpsons.
That's true.
Do you consider that a spinoff of The Tracey Ullman Show, really?
What?
I mean, it was a segment on The Tracey Ullman Show that got its own show.
Yeah, I wouldn't... I don't know that I'd call The Simpsons a spinoff of Tracey Ullman.
I guess if you did that, you could count the Wayne's World movie as a spinoff of Saturday Night Live, or any of the movies.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if you want to go that far with it.
And I don't. Thank you for asking first, Kevin.
And then there's...
Justin Timberlake was a spinoff of NSYNC.
Yes, he was.
Okay, then Morrissey's a spinoff of The Smiths.
Joey Fatone was also a spinoff.
Of NSYNC.
Okay, so, well, if we're going to go that far, then a tattered jean jacket was a spinoff of Nirvana.
No, flannel. Flannel.
Yeah, flannel. Yeah. Flannel and the ripped knees in the jeans.
Yeah, like, I mean, the Foo Fighters aren't a spinoff of Nirvana.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
Their early stuff sounds very Nirvana-esque. That's the only reason.
Of course, there's a spinoff that you left out in your Cheech and Chong retrospective, Charlie, the Golden Palace.
Yeah, that was not a Cheech and Chong spinoff. That was a Cheech spinoff. That's an important distinction to make, because you'll notice that Chong wouldn't touch the Golden Palace with a stolen
One of my favorite spinoffs that just came to my mind was Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a Half Century.
Indeed.
Just that character in general, he was my favorite part of Looney Tunes. And then, like, when he got his own show, that was just even better.
Oh yeah, Duck Dodgers was a perfect show. That, yeah, you could call that a 50 years later spinoff of Merry Melodies if you wanted to.
I just thought of another one since we're on the topic of cartoons. There was Batman the Animated Series, then you got Superman the Animated Series, then you got Justice League the Animated Series, then you have Justice League Unlimited. So yeah. There you go.
Well, technically, I mean, the Superman one isn't really. I guess it would be a spinoff if you really think it through, because they're both DC characters, and Batman was so successful that they brought in a
But the thing is, Superman was in an episode of Batman.
In fact, Dustin, didn't they like throw down? Like, didn't they really get into it in that one episode where Batman was on the Superman series?
I think so. But the one that I was thinking of is where Clark actually takes over for Bruce. And he's in the Batman costume and everything, and it's a great episode because he's totally trying to play it up as like Bruce Wayne does, as like the tough guy and everything, and
yeah,
and he has Robin there, and he's trying to act tough and everything, and Robin's just like, you gotta intimidate him. Here, kick that table over and flip it, and he kicks it and goes flying across the room and breaks against the wall, and it's great because he has like the super strength and everything.
Yeah,
and he's trying to play the role of Batman, but Superman's like the Boy Scout and everything. He's the yeah.
I remember that. It was
that's a good episode.
That was pretty cool. I mean, my favorite comic book is Daredevil, and an argument could be made that Daredevil was a spinoff of Spider-Man.
Well, if you take the Daredevil movie, Elektra,
unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, even not mentioning the movie, which I prefer. Elektra was a spinoff of Daredevil, because after she was killed in the Daredevil comic, she broke off into her own series. I mean, Nightwing is a spinoff of Batman.
Yeah, and Teen Titans spinoff of Batman / Justice League.
And then
yeah.
That Batman Beyond is a spinoff of Batman.
Which is a great show also.
It was okay. I wasn't really a huge fan.
The comics are really good. They brought it back and made it into a comic series, and it's really, really good. I recommend anyone go, like, read it.
Mm-hmm. Can you guys think of any examples of preferring the spinoff to the original?
It depends. Take Supergirl, for instance.
Ugh.
I will take Supergirl over Superman 4, but not over Superman 1 or 2.
Right. Yeah.
But what about Superman Returns?
Oh, I'll still take Supergirl.
But what about Watchmen to Watchmen Babies, V for Vacation?
Please tell me you're joking, right?
Please tell me you got that reference.
Yeah, it wasn't. Watchmen Babies was not a real thing.
No, it was a Simpsons reference.
Yeah.
Alan Moore featured in the episode, and Milhouse got him to sign a copy of Watchmen Babies V for Vacation.
Yep. I prefer Get Him to the Greek over Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, so do I.
I didn't like Get Him to the Greek at all.
I just, Aldous, the character Aldous Snow was my favorite part of Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I had no favorite parts of Sarah Marshall. Sarah Marshall could just, no.
I don't know.
Acknowledge that it's just
like the towel. That, I almost leaped out of my seat at that part, but other than that, yeah.
I just, well, I don't know. I think in Get Him to the Greek, Jonah Hill was not the right person to cast because he is not playing the same character that he was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I'll take Evan Almighty over Bruce Almighty.
I don't know. Either one, I'm not a huge
fan. Yeah, in retrospect, I don't really like either.
I'll take Catwoman over Batman Forever.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Batman Forever?
I can understand you saying Batman and Robin, but Batman Forever?
That wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was really, really campy and very stupid, but not to the point where it was, like, god freaking awful as, like, Batman and Robin.
Take the Ewok adventure over Star Wars Detours.
But what about episode 1, 2, or 3?
Yeah, over episode 1, at least.
Really? Not 2 or 3?
I have no problem with 3.
Three... Well, I mean, 3 was the most polished of the turds.
Yeah.
I hate 3 the most.
That doesn't make it good.
You hate 3 the most?
I hate 3 the most.
Do you really? I would have thought for sure that you would have hated episode 1 the most.
Everything about 3 makes me angry.
I'm with Kevin here.
your explosion of hatred at this is pod racing that you would hate one the most.
That's the worst line in the series.
But now the this movie is itself, pod racing.
I'm just saying the third one is absolutely awful. Right down to the scene where fucking Obi-Wan walks off the starship at the end of the movie and gives us the Captain Morgan pose before getting into a fight with Hayden Christensen. Uh-huh. Hayden Christensen's also in full emo mode by the time this movie rolls around.
Yeah, he is.
It enrages me.
It's just, I'm with Kevin here, that 3 was bad, and it's unforgivable, in my opinion. Like, the entire prequels are unforgivable.
Right. I think we can all agree on that.
I've heard people, like, apologize for 3 and be like, oh, it wasn't that bad, and it was more darker and everything like that.
Well, I'm not going to apologize for 3 or say it was more darker, because it's not more darker.
No, if anything, that
more
element
darker.
Of quote-unquote
darker by
dark.
Itself is fine, guys. We don't need more darker.
Yeah. Maybe we do.
English motherfuckers, do you speak it?
Do you speak
language
it?
Is evolving.
It's you look at Empire, and that has a lot of emotion and things aren't going well, and it's
what a lot of people
Sith, it just feels so manufactured and stuff, and it's like, oh, I guess we got to turn him into Darth Vader. Just do this. He kills a bunch of people, and the Emperor this is where the Emperor tells him and stuff. We got to do it in this movie.
I mean, Empire is definitely the most darkerist.
Yeah,
Anakin does slaughter a bunch of children, which we don't get
but
to see.
But that felt so forced.
He killed the younglings.
No, but none of that bothered me. My issue with the movie, largely, is a couple of scenes near the end. First of all, the fight scene with Obi-Wan and Anakin is stupid.
That goes, like, 10 minutes long?
The resurrection, the creation of Darth Vader.
The no.
No! Is one of the stupidest things.
Actually, you can be...
The fact that somehow Padme dies, in spite of the fact that they have incredibly advanced medical technology, she dies in childbirth? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
She just gave up. It wasn't a medical thing. It was
what they say it was is because
she just didn't want to live anymore.
No, like he did the choking thing, and that's where, like, she, like, collapsed and everything after that. And it's like, really? That's gonna make her die from giving birth?
Am glad that Anakin did kill all those children, because if
children
he didn't,
be in Star Wars.
There would have been a spinoff of Jedi Kids.
K-I-D-Z.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I just thought of, around the time of the Blu-ray release that they just recently did of the saga, they released this god-awful Star Wars Lego 20-minute short. And you think you got off fine with the prequels not having a young Han Solo in it. You were happy about that. They did it in this Lego Star Wars. Seriously, and George Lucas is actually in the movie. He was like, oh yeah, young Han Solo, that's cool. We'll have him running around the Jedi Academy. That'll be great.
That sounded a lot like Lorne Michaels.
Sorry, my George Lucas isn't the best right now.
I don't know. Try it again with a mouthful of donut. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how seriously we're supposed to take something where the characters are Legos.
Well, like the humor of it is it's just like this detour thing. I want to say it's offensive to kids.
Condescending to kids.
Yeah, yeah. It panders to kids. And yeah. I don't like that. I really, really don't like that. Like, I like to think that I grew up watching shows that didn't pander to me. And, you know, they had that kind of humor that was smart in most cases. Like, going back, Animaniacs and Tiny
Hysteria was a good one.
Yeah.
Animaniacs also gave us Pinky and the Brain as a spinoff.
Yeah.
That was a good spinoff.
There are still fairly smart shows out there, though. Phineas and Ferb is actually pretty smart.
So, Charlie, you consider Pinky and the Brain as a spinoff of Animaniacs.
Yes.
But Pinky and the Brain were just a sketch on Animaniacs, same way The Simpsons were a sketch on Tracey Ullman.
Okay.
Snap!
Okay, Animaniacs was not a sketch show, though. Pinky and the Brain were characters on Animaniacs. If the Tracy Ullman show was animated and Homer Simpson, the character, was a frequent guest, then it would be a spinoff. But Tracy Ullman was live action, and the Simpsons were filler material on that very lousy show.
So would Robert Smigel's TV Funhouse be a spinoff of SNL?
Yes.
Because it was the animated section of this live comedy show.
It took... Okay, well, I don't know. I mean, it's difficult to say. I can't really explain why, but The Simpsons were not a spinoff of The Tracy Ullman Show. And I'm going to invoke the law of because I say so.
Okay, so we're just...
Blam! You all get a taste of the bitch button.
Blam!
A spinoff
that's
I
still
hate.
My favorite. I think that's still my favorite sketch on Robot Chicken, by the way.
It's perfect. I want to know who does the voice of Bitch Pudding.
There is a spinoff that I'm sure we would all hate. American Pie Presents.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I would consider those spinoffs because the... let's see here. The Eugene Levy character was in most of those.
Yes, he was in all of them, actually.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, Bitch Puddin' is voiced by Katie Sackhoff.
No way.
Apparently on Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
But, I mean, the American Pie Presents films, they're just, you know, like late-night sex comedies that are classy because Eugene Levy is in them.
Oh, God.
And that's, I don't think that's possible. Yeah. Knowing Eugene Levy's filmography, I don't think you could define that as
classic. Let's class it up with some SCTV alumni.
Oh, God.
Though, honestly, that character, Jim's dad, is the best part of the actual series.
Of the actual American Pie movie, he was the funniest character.
Well, all four of the main series.
Yeah.
And probably especially Reunion.
Or, you know, it was a good spinoff.
And I liked Reunion, I'm going to say that, but...
U.S. Marshals was a good spinoff.
Yes, actually. Okay.
Yeah, it had the same characters, but it wasn't a sequel. That's a perfect example. And like, if you watch The Fugitive, I don't think I'm alone in saying that Tommy Lee Jones was the best part of it.
No, he definitely is. In fact, he got nominated for an Academy Award in that movie.
I don't think he won, though, did he?
No, he didn't win, but he was nominated.
Good, pretty good movie, actually, the original The Fugitive movie. The Jones, Harrison Ford one.
Yeah, it was good. And U.S. Marshals had every reason to work.
I don't know, I had to watch it on video because I went and saw The Fugitive in theaters and left in the hot ambulance because my sister tried to poison me.
What?
Yeah.
I think that's a spinoff of Geek Juice Radio right there.
Sarah, which one of us hasn't had a thought of poisoning Jowski at some point? I mean...
Oh, I sure have.
I tell my sister, I'm going to go see The Fugitive, and you can't come with me. She's like, okay, here, drink this.
And you did?
And Jowski drank a whole bottle of Spanish Fly and woke up with a homeless chick.
Wait a minute. When The Fugitive came out, you had to have been like 9 years old.
I was 13.
Okay, when did The Fugitive come out?
93.
So yeah, we were 13 in 93.
Jowski still liked homeless chicks even then.
Yep. No, I never liked homeless chicks.
Okay, you know what? We'll get to the root of that someday. Now is not the time.
No, now is not the time. Now is the time to talk about how The Scorpion King was a terrible spinoff of The Mummy.
Oh, God.
Oh, it sure was. Because The Mummy was not good to begin with. And The Scorpion King was a minor character in the first Mummy movie.
Well, he's the villain for the second movie.
Well, yeah. Kind of, he's the theoretical villain. He's the one that they're trying to prevent from existing.
Yeah.
And that
he was a really bad CGI of the Rock's head on a scorpion.
Yeah. Terrible CGI.
But even for the time, it was terrible.
The Scorpion King did give us Dwayne Johnson as a headlining actor, and he's done some good stuff.
He's really funny and Be Cool.
Yeah, and we would not have had him as the gay guy in Be Cool if we didn't have to put up with him in The Scorpion King.
You know what? That's a sacrifice that I think I'd be willing to make, because yeah. I would wake up a happy man if Be Cool never happened.
Yeah.
It was awful.
The movie was awful, but The Rock was pretty awesome in it.
Yeah, I'll give you that. The movie was...
Yeah, I mean, the Rock was good in it, but I like, if I'm drowning in shit, I will take very little solace if I see an Altoid floating by.
No, this is the.
Is that should his agent be using that? Dwayne Johnson, an Altoid floating in a sea of.
I think I would like to send Dwayne Johnson a box full of business cards that say that.
I mean, it is a compliment, but it's kind of a weird compliment.
How did that Altoid get through undigested?
That's not for us to know.
And even if we could know, would we want to know?
No, definitely not. Because, I mean, Be Cool was awful.
Uma Thurman's nice to look at.
Uma Thurman is nice to look at, but there, yeah. there's websites for that. You don't need to be cluttering up the multiplex with crap like that.
That's true. It was a bad movie. I don't know why I'm trying to defend it.
Or wait.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you invest in that f***ing movie, Kevin?
Speaking of Uma Thurman, would Pulp Fiction be a spinoff of Reservoir Dogs, depending on how you look at it?
I don't think so. I mean, unless you count the briefcase as a character.
Yeah. Well,
kind of take place in the same universe, because there's that line in Reservoir Dogs about Vince Vega.
Actually, there is no actual mention of Vince Vega in Reservoir Dogs. Michael Madsen's character is Vic Vega.
Yeah, and there's the Tarantino universe, kind of like Kevin Smith had his Askewerverse.
Yeah.
Because what do they all smoke in Quentin Tarantino movies?
Red Apple cigarettes.
Yeah, and you see advertisements for Red Apple cigarettes everywhere.
And in Kevin Smith's universe, they all smoke nails cigarettes. I mean, just having that sense of continuity is good, but I think that's just for the fans. I don't think that's implying that everything is a spinoff. Like, I don't think every movie Kevin Smith has ever made is a spinoff of Clerks.
I think it is.
And I will consider Mallrats and Chasing Amy.
What about Jay and Silent Bob?
Spinoffs. Jay and Silent Bob, Strike Back.
Spinoff of Clerks.
Yeah, I guess that would be right.
It is. Yeah. Because it has Randolph and...
Randolph?
No, it has Randolph and...
Randolph is in it.
Yeah, Dante. And they're in it.
Randolph.
Yeah, right at the beginning.
That's what I was getting at. Like, Randolph makes him sound like this wizard of New Jersey.
In fact...
He kind of is.
The beginning of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, not the prologue where they're babies. It's like the first episode of a spinoff show. You're kicked out of here, so you got to go make your own show now.
Honestly, yeah. I think Dogma is the only one you could actually directly define as a spinoff, because it's the only one that doesn't involve the other characters in the series. It's just Jay and Bob.
Yeah.
I guess Mallrats, too, in that case. Mallrats is in Dogma.
No, actually, Mallrats specifically references Clerks with Julie Dwyer dying at the YMCA pool.
Yeah. And then also, going back to Jay and Silent Bob, you have characters from Chasing Amy and also Mallrats in Jay and Silent Bob.
Okay. So Jersey Girl is not a spinoff of anything.
No.
Yeah.
And certainly Red State and Cop Out are not spinoffs of anything.
Same with Zack and Miri.
Zack and Miri...
I think Zack and Miri takes place in the same continuity, but since it takes place in Pittsburgh, it's never referenced.
Right. Yeah.
Always my impression of Zack.
It takes place in Monroeville. So Zack and Miri I don't think would be a spinoff. But I think I would consider Clerks to be the original, and in the spinoffs would be Mallrats, Chasing Amy, and Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Because I think the inclusion of Jay and Silent Bob in Dogma is the only thing that makes it a spinoff, but I think that's technically enough.
Now, this keeps coming up as being a spinoff, but I don't consider it a spinoff. The Chronicles of Riddick being a spinoff of Pitch Black.
Yeah, it is.
I consider
it's technically a sequel.
An outright sequel.
Well, okay, no, yeah. Yeah.
Because it picks up right where the end of Pitch Black left off. In fact, includes the kid character from the first one, as well as Vin Diesel.
Yeah, so it's not right where it's...
Yep, you've got yourself a sequel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you have the video games also.
If Riddick would have been just a minor supporting character in Pitch Black, then Chronicles of Riddick could have been considered a spinoff.
Yeah.
Now, here's an interesting thing that could be a spinoff. Never Say Never Again as being a spinoff of the James Bond series.
What would it be about?
Was that the fake Bond movie?
That's the fake.
Yeah, that's the one where Sean Connery came back and he was, like, older and stuff.
It's because that one guy held the rights to the Thunderball script. So he went and made his own remake of Thunderball, which is Never Say Never Again.
Now, Thunderball was the George Lazenby Bond.
No, Thunderball was...
No, Thunderball was Connery. It was Connery.
It was Connery.
Don't try and say it was anyone else. It was Connery, I know.
Okay, I settle down. I'm not saying that.
Thunderball
Connery is my favorite Bond, okay?
It's,
he's my favorite Bond, too. I mean, other than... No, like, Connery would be my favorite, then Timothy Dalton would be a close second.
Thunderball's the one with all of the underwater scenes.
Yeah. Right. That's the one that I said was my favorite shark movie.
Yeah. But the guy that wrote the script for it held the rights, and that's why they had to stop using Spectre and Blofeld as villains.
Right.
Because this guy was suing. And so he eventually made his own remake of Thunderball with his script, which was Never Say Never Again, where he brought back Bond with Connery. So it's an unofficial Bond movie.
What would be a spinoff that you guys would really want to see? Be it TV show, movie, anything?
Huh, that is a good question.
Yeah.
You know what I would like to see as a spinoff?
Okay.
Ben Stiller's character from Tropic Thunder.
Tug Speedman?
Yeah, one of those movies he did.
Scorcher?
Scorcher. I want to see Scorcher 4 as a real movie. That's spun off of Tropic Thunder.
I want to see Satan's Alley.
With Tobey Maguire and Kirk Lazarus?
Yes.
I would watch a prequel starring Hans Gruber, like a young Hans Gruber.
Die Hard, huh?
Coming up through the
That'd be cool.
Through the ranks of the German mafia or whatever.
I'd like to see Mickey, Machine Gun Mickey, or One Punch, whatever, Mickey from Snatch, get his own movie.
Oh, yeah, One Punch Mickey.
Yes.
That would be cool, because he does survive.
Actually, any of those characters getting their own movie would be awesome. I'd see a Cousin Abby movie, too.
Would totally see a Cousin Abby movie starring Dennis Farina. That would be awesome.
That's my favorite line of the movie. Shut up and sit down, you big bald f***.
Yeah. Well, Abby, we've got beaches, so who the f*** wants to see them?
That's my favorite movie of all time. So.
Oh, it's
I'd
great.
Probably say a Pauly movie from the Rocky series. No, I'm kidding.
With or without robot?
With the robot.
They solve mysteries.
Yeah, it would be Pauly and his egg cream robot.
I hope no Hollywood executive hears this episode, because that's going to get greenlit tomorrow.
I would watch it.
I'd watch it too.
Yeah.
Because I like Quentin Tarantino, I'm not going to succumb to the Tarantino hate that's been infecting everybody lately. I would like to see a movie just on the Jules Winfield character, the guy that that Jackson played. Because everybody, like, let's see, Bruce Willis' character, he escaped. John Travolta died, but Samuel L. Jackson survives in the continuity of the movie. I would like to see a movie with just him, because he said he's talking about how he's going to retire and just walk the earth like Kane from Kung Fu. That would make a good movie.
You know what I would like to see? Remember Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah.
And they have the list of all the monsters that they're betting on.
Eli Roth starring role?
Oh, no. No, no.
Face.
Ooh, face.
Being a
scratch moded.
No, but remember that whiteboard that had all the different monsters that they were betting on?
Yeah.
I'd like to see movies about some of those other monsters.
That would make a great DVD. You can watch like an alternate ending that starts 20 minutes into the movie. And you can have different alternate endings.
Choose your own adventure version. Exactly. It would only have to be like the middle part of the movie too, because the ending could be exactly the same.
Or just a clip show of each one of those being summoned.
Yeah. Because when my daughter and I were watching Cabin in the Woods, she was obsessed with this merman. She's like, that merman is showing up.
Yes.
You watch.
They made that such a
rough joke. The merman showed up.
Mm-hmm. She was just like, as soon as the merman was attacking Bradley Whitford, she was like, ooh, told ya!
Interesting. That diehard character that wanted to see the merman. Do you remember the name of that character?
Do I remember the character's name? No, I remember Bradley Whitford played him.
The character was named Hadley.
Oh, snap. Actually, speaking of Josh, here's one that he has... Like, here's an example that he's probably seen. Have any of you guys seen the USA TV movie about Sam Axe? Bruce Campbell's character from Burn Notice.
Oh my God. Yes. Seriously, I would love to see that.
The TV movie was really good.
Yeah.
It was all about,
seriously,
like Sam's FBI career.
Why they don't make Bruce Campbell the lead in that show.
Mm.
Like, honestly, he is the best part of the show.
Well, you know what actually might be a spinoff that's a reality?
What?
Terry Crews is in talk to be the lead role in a Idiocracy TV series as President Camacho.
Wow.
I would watch that.
I'll give it a shot. Yeah.
I would watch it.
I would have to watch it at least once, and... If it turns out the way that I think it would, I would be a regular viewer, because President Herbert Mountain Dew Camacho, Terry Crews was hilarious in that movie. Like the scene where he first meets Luke Wilson, he's like, I thought your head'd be bigger. It's like a little peanut.
I would watch it, most definitely.
Apparently, definitely one that I would watch is, and we were talking about this earlier, is a Space Jam spinoff starring Charles Barkley.
They made that. It was called Shut Up and Jam Gaiden.
No, that was a video game, okay? That's a bit different.
Somebody riding a roller coaster?
That was a motorcycle going by. Sorry about that.
I guess LeBron James wants to make a Space Jam 2.
Yep.
I don't know that I would be 100% behind that.
I'd see it.
I would probably see it.
Yeah, I'd see
I just,
it.
I don't know if I would.
I mean, I saw Space Jam. It couldn't hurt to see a Space Jam 2.
So.
Yeah.
I think I was a junior in high school, and I saw Space Jam in the theater. Yeah, I was alone.
I was younger than you, but I saw it in the theater as well.
I was by myself.
It looks like Stephanie Meyer is writing spin-off novellas of Twilight.
Oh, God.
Damn it.
And, yeah,
well, isn't 50 Shades of Grey is a spin-off?
Yes. Well,
it's a spin-off.
It's slash fiction that got turned into its own book.
In a way, it is spin-off, though.
But Summit is looking to make a regular TV series out of those spin-off novellas of Twilight.
I will pray every night that that doesn't happen.
I heard they already want to reboot the Twilight franchise.
Jesus Christ.
That's
awful.
Hey, there may be a spinoff for Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye.
That would be cool.
And when I saw the Avengers, they had this dialogue between Black Widow and Hawkeye about Budapest. I'm like, I want to f***ing see that movie.
Yeah.
Speaking of fictional archers, have you guys seen the previews for the Green Arrow series?
No, I haven't.
Does it look okay?
It does. It looks okay. It looks like a younger Oliver Queen, like before Connor showed up and everything. It looks all right. I'll probably watch it, and I'll hang with it if it's decent. I mean, it looks better than
Smallville.
Hopefully,
hopefully it's not like the Wonder Woman series they tried to kick off, but couldn't even get past the pilot.
Yeah. The Green Arrow show looks better than Smallville.
Well,
yep.
No offense to anyone who likes that
Smallville,
show, but that show,
so.
Smallville was shit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Actually, they're working on a spinoff of The Office.
Oh, God. Okay,
well, the American Office sucked to begin with, so...
Do you really? You didn't like The American
Office? I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah, first I didn't mind it, but
I liked the British version much better. No, but they're working on a spinoff to The Office, which is starring Rainn Wilson, and apparently it's about his character Dwight Schrute running a turnip farm with that guy from HR.
Toby?
That sounds horrible.
Toby.
Huh.
Ow.
And that's coming out in 2013.
I don't think those are strong enough characters to... Because yeah. I like Rainn Wilson on The Office. I think he's very funny, but I think because he's a supporting character, you don't have to... You don't have to believe everything that he does, and I don't think that'll work as a series by itself.
You don't want to see him running a turnip farm?
I do not.
To quote the Bad Guys Newground series, who gives a shit about turnips?
Yeah, I care not for turnips.
I hate them.
I don't eat them because I'm an adult and I don't have to.
Was it a beet farm?
Yeah, it's a beet farm.
I think it was a beet farm.
Yeah.
Which is even worse if you ask me, because turnips are at least shipped by truck.
Now I've got killer tofu stuck in my head.
You ever look at a plate that somebody has just eaten beets off of? It looked like they ate blood.
Or blood. It looks like a cannibal feast.
What about this? What about a From Dusk Till Dawn spinoff movie starring Harvey Keitel as a preacher that lays waste to evil?
That would be
awesome if he hadn't died.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did die.
Yeah,
I guess Clooney.
Almost everybody dies in that movie. I was shocked at how.
Yeah, plus the sequels.
Died in that movie.
Oh, so those sequels were terrible.
Yeah, they were so bad.
I wanted to see them. I haven't.
They're not good.
No.
Did you know there was a 1987 television movie spinoff of Psycho called Bates Motel?
I watched a couple episodes of that. It that also was pretty terrible.
All right, speaking of TV movie spinoffs, I made Kevin look these up today. There were three TV movie sequels to Gilligan's Island.
Wow. And they're all chronologically related to each other.
There's Rescue from Gilligan's Island.
Where they get rescued from...
Yeah, they get rescued. They have a hard time fitting back in with society, so they all take Mr. Howe's money and open a resort on the island.
I don't know about that. That just sort of seems like Fantasy Island, but without fantasy.
Well, I can't remember all what happened in the second one, because I didn't know it existed until today. I think it's just them running a resort. The third one is the Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island.
Where Harlem Globetrotters crash land on Gilligan's Island, and then some corporate billionaire wants to buy the resort, and then the Globetrotters have to play an army of robots in basketball.
I feel like I'm ready for that.
Well, it happened.
I actually just
which
just
is basically
of,
Space Jam, by the way.
Yeah,
you replace robots with aliens.
Yeah, I actually thought of a spinoff that a TV spinoff from a movie, which was Highlander the TV series. Yeah. And I'm not talking the cartoon because that was
laughable.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I remember I tried to watch the movie sequel to Highlander, and I didn't even get through it. I rented it one day when I was very young, and I just said, I'm out.
See, the TV series is different from the movies, though. It stays more true to what Highlander is and everything, and it more understands what it is and what it's about. And it's not like, oh, after Connor McLeod, like, killed Krogan, like, there's all these other immortals. It's not like that.
Now, here's some TV spinoffs from movies that actually happened. I didn't know about these. There was a TV series made of Animal House. It was called Delta House.
I did not know that.
There was a TV series called My Big Fat Greek Life.
I did know that one. I was aware.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
God, I hate that movie so much.
There was a TV series for Uncle Buck.
Yep. Starring old school comedian from back in the day. His name was Kevin Meaney.
Yes.
Kevin Meaney's stand-up, I remember from when I was a kid. He was very funny, but the Uncle Buck TV show was lousy.
Yes, well, the concept, because remember how Uncle Buck was just babysitting the kids in the movie?
Yeah.
Well, the parents have died in a car crash, so now he's the
guardian. Oh, because that's not dark.
Yeah, he's made legal guardian of those kids.
Because the parents die in a car crash. Nothing says heartwarming like a tragic death.
Yeah.
There was a Ferris Bueller TV series.
Starring Jennifer Aniston as Ferris's sister.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that. It was pretty lousy.
Wasn't Parker Lewis Can't Lose essentially supposed to be a Ferris Bueller TV series?
It legally, no. But, I mean, logically, yeah, it was.
There was a there was a TV series that was spun off from Cruel Intentions called Manchester Prep.
I didn't know that. And looking back, I don't think I needed to know that.
Yeah, I thought Cruel Intentions 2 was bad enough.
What about, like, a spinoff movie it's a spinoff of Hellboy just about Abe Sapien?
That'd be cool.
I would watch that.
I would watch a spinoff of Hellboy that's just Selma Blair's character just taking showers.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously.
We would all want...
No, but I was going to say, my Hellboy spinoff of just Selma Blair taking showers is Ron Perlman's like, hey, come here, and he kind of like pushes open the bathroom door, and he's like, check it out.
Like, that's the opening sequence for every episode?
But no, speaking of spinoffs, Kevin and I, well, I was discussed it with Kevin, I came across this woman today whose name was Emmanuelle Cosby. Which just got me thinking of combining Laura Gemser with Bill Cosby. And it's an Emmanuelle film directed by Joe Paul.
Emmanuelle, she travels the world and teaches people about the sex and bing bong bing dong.
Yes, Laura Gemser as Emmanuelle teams up with Bill Cosby to bust up a white slave ring.
Do you remember the Cosby Mysteries? That could have helped.
But seeing how Bill Cosby's old and Laura Gemser doesn't act anymore, they'd have to be recast. And who was it we said should play Bill Cosby, Kevin?
Keenan?
Yes, Keenan. Keenan Thompson. And Emmanuelle is Kel Mitchell in drag.
That would be a drag.
So it's also Good Burger 2.
Also Good Burger 2. Good Burger 2, Emmanuelle at Good Burger.
Emmanuelle, she likes the good burger.
She's ordering the extra sauce.
She's getting raped.
Oh, yeah, that is the theme of those Emmanuelle movies.
She's getting raped with my pudding pop.
I that's got me thinking about Bill Cosby's The Wall.
If you do not eat the meat, you cannot have the pudding!
Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. That is going to do it for tonight's episode. I don't think we've learned a damn thing tonight, but that's okay.
We've learned that, hey, spinoffs are good and sometimes they're bad. There's no definitive answer.
And if anyone listening to this has a flair for fan fiction, we've just given you several ideas. Get to work. Send them into the site, www.geekjuicemedia.com. And you know what? I think we should publish the winner.
Yes, we should. In fact, we will publish the best odd fanfic we get.
Yes, if anybody is listening...
If anyone can come up with the best written story of Emmanuel and Bill Cosby breaking up a white slave ring...
Then you will get accolades and recognition from us, which does not count for anything.
No slash fic.
But thank you very much for listening, everybody. We will be back next week. Stay tuned for the projection booth. And again, hit up the website, www.geekjuicemedia.com. We've got many wonderful things forthcoming, and we'd be happy to have you.
Have a good evening.
Good night. Take care.